Hello?
Hi, is there Alberta?
Yes.
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or a television station?
Nope.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thank you for your patience. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
What are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain.
What is your age?
65.
And what is your race or ethnic group best describe you?
Hispanic.
And thank you again for your patience. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means extremely motivated, 0 means not motivated at all.
10.
Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job. The first one will be Joe Biden as president. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly approve.
Mercy Capture as Congresswoman.
Strongly disapprove.
Sherrod Brown as Senator.
Strongly disapprove.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and intuitions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, and if you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. Here's the first one. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
My opinion of him?
Yes, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
First Energy?
I don't know.
Derek Marin?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Mercy Capture?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
If the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
And if the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
The Republican Bernie.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupcher or Republican Derek Meeren?
Republican Derek Meeren.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupcher, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupcher?
No chance.
Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the field liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants onto America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference, or if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or do you do not think it's true, please say so.
The statement makes me most likely not to vote for her.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Meeren. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you do not think it's true, please say so. Here's the first one. In the state legislature, Derek Meeren sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plus carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signed for lawmakers' office, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, no difference, much likely,
no
or
difference.
Not true?
No.
To vote for
yeah.
him?
I'd say that's not true.
The other one says...
Not true and no difference.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Meeren supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Meeren would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
The other one says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Meeren wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So
Is that true that he did do that?
Oh, ma'am, I am required to read verbatim. I cannot add to the statement or take from it. I have to read it how it's been written.
Okay.
May I proceed?
Any different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was stuck on the part where it says Derek Meeren wrote legislation to end mandatory leak pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water. So he and his cornies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. From the options I have here, what do you choose? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference,
More likely, not true.
Yeah. Excuse me? Not true. Not true.
The other one says nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be illegal eligible to apologize for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouse on military transfers. But Derek Marin vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
It doesn't have any effect on me.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference?
No,
more
no difference.
Likely or not true?
I would put not true.
Okay. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill, bailing out First Energy. Not our utility rates are, though, the roof as we foot the bill for Marion's corruption. Much less likely, somewhat likely, no difference. More likely or not true?
Not true.
Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supporters are a federal band that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of a rape or instance. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatment. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no chance, no difference to apologize. More likely or not true?
Do I agree with that? Is that what you're saying?
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, much?
No difference.
Okay. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you still vote for him?
I would vote for him, but also contact him to get clarification on these issues.
You would vote for him and get clarification?
Before I vote for him, get clarification on these issues.
Before I vote for him, get clarification on these issues. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. Sometimes over a course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would ask again, if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? A Democrat, Mercy Kaptur?
Republican.
Or Republican?
All the way. I'm firing Mercy Kaptur. They're not doing anything about the border. They're letting all these illegals come in with all these shady backgrounds, and they're not doing anything about it.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a degree.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself, say, Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
How important is politics to you, to your personal identity?
Very
important.
Yep.
Somewhat important?
Yeah, very important.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Well, this concludes
our
survey.
Done? Okay.
Yes,
good.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for your participation. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ooh, that's after.